Warm on a 1.3 on Wellness Wednesday with Dr. Matt. What's another tip we could use to keep ourselves healthy during the quarantine?
Yeah. So, all right. So we've been on this pattern for, you know, for a little while now, and it's great because, you know, it's so easy to get lost right now. I think to not even know what day it is, to not know, you know, where's my routine. So it's so easy to fall out of that. So, you know, we talked about water originally, and that's such an important first place to start. You know, again, really simple thing here, but important to have a few guidelines is sleep. You know, we can so easily overlook it.
Yes.
That's not
you
an
know,
issue
Dr.
for you
Matt,
guys, is it?
That's my biggest issue, right? You know that. We've talked about this so many times. That's my biggest downfall is sleep.
You know, it really is. And we don't consider it, but, you know, sleep is the only time that our body really gets to do the work. It's kind of like, you know, taking your car into the shop. But, you know, your body needs to detoxify, it needs to heal, it needs to repair. Really, overnight is the best time for your body to burn stored fat. So how about some extra incentive right there, especially right now?
This job is my problem, Tony. I've talked to Dr. Matt about this the whole time.
Honey, I know very much. Believe me, so, I've been working mornings for over 40 years.
Right?
I know about not getting enough sleep.
Yeah, so it is a challenge. Clearly, you guys are in kind of a niche environment where it's a little bit of an extra difficulty. But here's just some, you know, something you can take and run with today, at least for kind of the average person. You know, everybody's going to be different. I encourage everyone to listen to their body, but we really should be saying 6 hours of uninterrupted sleep is the goal. Some people can do better with, you know, a little bit more, some can handle a little bit less, but that's where we want to be. And, you know, one thing to make sure that you're not, you know, ruining your night's sleep in terms of the quality, falling asleep easily, it's such an easy mistake, but, you know, we really shouldn't be eating close to bed. If you can cut off food calories, you know, ideally 2.5, really even up to 3 hours before you go to sleep, that gives your body the best chance to do all those things that I mentioned. When we bring calories in real close, you know, it does a lot of bad things. You might still sleep through the night, but the quality of that sleep, again, the body's ability to go into fat burning, all those things really get stolen or at least reduced. And, you know, when you think about the big picture, it's just so important to maximize the value of that sleep. And again, right now especially, we're all so much more stressed. Our bodies are doing so much more.
It's tough, but, yeah, get a good night's sleep. All right, Dr. Matt, thank you so much.